want to talk about is the importance of staying motivated as an entrepreneur. And I really want to share practical tips and strategies to help you stay on track towards achieving your goals. And oh boy, do we know running a business can be really challenging, especially when you think of the results that you want to be achieving and you realize how far you are from them, right? I want to cover topics such as setting realistic goals. I want to cover topics like how to stay motivated when things don't feel like they're working and how to prevent comparison against others who are further along in the journey than you are. We're going to go there. So if you're relating to this, if you feel like you're a little bit burnt out, if you feel like you're struggling with comparison, or if you feel like you're just really not feeling motivated to keep going, this is the episode for you. So, oh gosh, if you don't know already, and you might be watching me on YouTube, but lately I've really started to turn my focus towards YouTube and really focus on sharing the content that I've been learning over the past decade to that audience. And what that's done though is put me in the shoes of being a newbie again, right? Starting up a brand new platform, you don't have anybody there following you along in your journey. And it's really humbled me to create trainings. I mean, I'll spend an hour planning out a video, another hour filming it, and then a couple hours editing it and scheduling it and repurposing it, only to have nobody watch the final product. You know how humbling that is? And to then spend all this time creating a worksheet and slides and resources, and then maybe one person watches the video. It can be discouraging. It can be discouraging when you spend years posting on the same social media account multiple times per week, and then your engagement is crickets. Your comments are full of spam people, and the likes that you get are from people who aren't your ideal clients, right? Or you feel like you've got creepy men following you on social media. And that's just the reality. Is what we see so often is people who are in this field much further than we are. Right? They've got hundreds of thousands of followers, hundreds of likes, thousands of videos on their podcast. And we're like, God, I wish I was further along than I am. I want to be further along than I am. And that distance from where you are to where you want to be, and the way that you see it as I want to be further than I am, is what's going to cause all of your discomfort right now. That's it. Right? You can feel discouraged. Have you felt that way? Have you felt that way? Have you felt like you've put in so much work, so much dedication, so much effort, only to be like, why am I not where I want to be? But rather than seeing the result, this is the key right here. Rather than seeing the result as that end goal, instead, what we need to start to do is to begin focusing on how you're showing up in the world consistently. How you're getting 1% better with each video. So what do I have to do to stay motivated? I have to stop looking at the results being numbers. The number of clients you sign, the number of followers you get, the number of comments or likes on a reel or a YouTube short. You've got to stop looking at that. So what I've started to focus on is, have I been consistent? Have I gotten 1% better? And what I have to connect to every single morning. I have a video, I'll link it right here. Okay, for those of you watching this on YouTube, I'm linking a video above my head right now that's going to help you map this out, what I do every single morning. You connect to the vision of where you're going in life. That's it. Connect, get crystal clear on the vision that you have for your life. Second, you have to get crystal clear on who's producing that. Who's a version of you who's producing that? And then step three is, what action are they taking every single day? And if you get 1% closer to being that version of you today, that is a win. So how do you stay motivated? You stop looking at the external measures of success. And you start looking at who you're becoming in the process. I sit with clients every day and they're like, Jamie, I'm so sad because I haven't gotten a client yet and I've been working so hard. And they'll feel so discouraged. It's like their whole body just like slumps and they're sad and they're defeated. And then I'll say, okay, so the business side doesn't seem like it's doing really well, but do we have any other wins that we can connect to that you can share with me? And they're like, yeah, well, I finally started sharing the business that I just launched with people. I actually called some old colleagues that I felt like I could help and I could coach who would be a good fit for my program. And I'm starting to create content now and I'm putting myself out there and I'm getting out of my own way. But what's so funny is they don't see that as a win. So what happened? We have so much to celebrate, so much good, but sometimes we don't see it that way. So we allow ourselves to sink into this sad, depressed state because we don't have this external feeling of success. Now, why is that? It's because the world wants us to think that if we don't have that external version of success, that we're not successful. But that's just simply not true. It's not true. The thing that leads to the external results is the thing that you are doing consistently every day to get 1% better. So ultimately, you're able to stay motivated when you know that. And when you're focused on becoming this better version of you. Only then can you get the external measure of results, which is going to probably come later. Right? That's the cycle. That's how it works. Okay? But those results are a byproduct. And 100% they will happen. You will get those results. Will it be when you want? Probably not. Will it be as soon as you want? No. But you noticing the lack of having the thing is exactly what's going to continue repelling it from you. We have to realize that you're already doing it. So what else have I done? Okay, so let's use YouTube as an example. So sure, do I want 50,000 views on my YouTube channel? Absolutely, that would be freaking amazing. Is that happening? No. But what am I noticing instead? Could I notice the lack? Absolutely. Have I in the beginning? Yes, I did. And I felt a bit discouraged about it, not gonna lie. I was like, people have paid me six figures for this content. And here I am putting it out for free with worksheets, templates, guides. I unleashed my entire program that I had charged a lot of money for and not very many people looked at it. I'm like, damn, that sucks. Okay, I started going this negative spiral. I even considered not even doing it anymore, right? But then this other version of me kicked in and I said, you know what? What have we gained? We're brand new. We can't expect to be competing with the big dogs who have been at this for years when we just started last week. How could we ever expect that? It's not easy. It will not be easy, but it will be worth it, right? So what did I do instead? Okay, I started to look at my profile. Okay, cool. Let's look at the actual data. Let's look at the analytics of my channel and what happened. Wow, I went from 50 subscribers to 163 in a month and a half, or 2 months, I forget. I don't have the data pulled up right now. That's insanely cool, right? We like tripled the number of people on our account who are subscribed to us. That's a mega win. Is it 10,000 subscribers? No, it's not even 1,000. But that's 163 people who, if they were all around me right now, I would be freaking hyped to teach them something. Now, what else? I had this video that I filmed for maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes, something like that. And that video got 550, and is still growing every day, by the way. 500 people sat down and actually implemented that. And what was even cooler was a few people actually reached out to me on social media telling me how they had already implemented the thing that I was teaching. Right? Telling me how it changed their life. Telling me how they're looking forward to how much that's going to shift and change their schedule. Right? Or the couple videos that I've done, who maybe two people saw it, but somebody left a comment and said, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I was looking for. Another person, how is it that only a couple people are following your channel? This video should have blown up, right? Those are the micro wins that we need to be looking at. Because if I looked at my channel and was sad because it didn't have 10,000 views, I wouldn't keep posting enough to ever get there. So what do we have to look at? We have to look at the actuality of the fact that we are a beginner here. We might not be a beginner in our field, which should help us grow faster, but we're a beginner on YouTube. We are new to this game here. So we need to look at the micro wins. We got a new like, we got a new subscriber. One person left us a comment. One person sent us an Instagram message. This video has 20 more viewers than the last one. How could I make my thumbnail better? Okay, now I know I'm using YouTube as an example, but through whatever circumstance you're in right now, maybe you're creating content for social media. Maybe you're building up your business or getting clients. Right? Look at the very, very small wins that you're getting. And if you're not getting engagement, maybe people are coming up to you on the street and they're like, I saw your video. your family member, I saw your video. They're actually really helping me through this thing in my life right now. So just thank you. And you're like, really? Because you've never actually physically liked the video. Are you sure you liked it? You didn't leave a comment. Like, you didn't tell me that. But they're like, I'm telling you now. People are watching you. You might not feel like they are. You might not feel like they want your content, but they do. They are watching you. So all you have to do to stay motivated as an entrepreneur is keep getting better and stay the path. That's it. Remember the vision. Don't get discouraged. Don't compare yourself to others. If I go down the comparison rabbit hole, like, let me give you an example. We bought this RV like a year and a half ago, okay? I love it. We're actually painting it right now. If you see, if you're watching me via video, I've got paint all over me because we're painting the kitchen right now, right? Brand new rig, but we still wanted to paint it to make it ours, okay? If I go on Instagram and I start looking at RVs and rigs on Instagram, it has me wanting to go buy a new one because they are incredibly cool, right? It has me start comparing and I'm like, oh, I wish our bathroom was bigger. Wow, they have a TV in their bedroom that comes up from the dresser. Hold on, they actually have a dresser that big. They have a walk-in closet. Oh my God, and I go down this spiral, this negative spiral, and I'm like, okay, cool. I'm gonna call this dealership right now and order myself a new RV because ours clearly is not that cool, right? But if I actually just shut Instagram off and I don't look at that other RV, I'm perfectly content with mine. In fact, I'm very happy with it. It's only when I start to compare against other ones that I see what's missing and what's wrong in mine. And so where right now are you comparing yourself to someone who's on their chapter 10 when you are just starting your book? That's where a lot of the problem lies. Look, a lot of you know that I'm a coach in Rob Dial's program. If I was to look at Rob Dial's podcast, he gets like millions of downloads per month. I wish I could say that I had the same, but I don't. But he's been at the game longer than me. He's had time to build up a more loyal following that's larger than mine, right? He's got a mega YouTube following. He's got a crazy awesome following on Instagram. Do I have those things? No. But what do I see? I see the fact that if I stay at it as long as he has and then continue, I see what's possible for me. So a lot of times what we need to do is we need to start looking at others, not as comparison and wishing we were further than we are, but seeing what's actually possible if we continue becoming this other version of ourselves, this higher level, more advanced version of us. We see what's possible when we keep going. Allow that to be what you compare yourself to and to excite you and to motivate you to keep going. Okay, in our coaching program that we have, so many people enter and they feel so behind when they first get started. They're like, oh, everyone else is so much further than me. I feel so behind. I'm so overwhelmed. And it's like, there's no such thing as being behind. Because you haven't gotten the lessons yet. You haven't learned what they've learned yet to be that much further ahead. Now, sure, are there people who come in and they just crush it from day one because they just do the work and they don't overthink it and they don't get in their own head? Abso-freaking-lutely, yes. But is there the other side who they sit there and they take months and months and months to figure something out that took someone days? Yeah, there are, because you have different lessons to learn than they do, right? I'm on my own journey right now. I have, like, if I'm being honest, am I as far as I thought I would be this far into the game, 4 years in to a coaching business? Abso-freaking-lutely not. No. Did I think I'd have hundreds of thousands of followers on social media? And maybe I would if my Instagram wouldn't have gotten deleted, right? A couple of years into the game. But it's like, it happened. So I got the lesson out of it and I wouldn't let that happen again. Because imagine I would have built up those 100,000 followers and had that lesson then and my whole account got shut down at 100,000 followers. That would feel a lot worse than when it happened in the beginning. So the things that are happening, and this is going to sound so cliche because I remember hearing this, I'm like, that's so annoying, Jamie. But it's like the things that are happening to you for a reason because you need the lesson inside of them. And so you might get a lot more lessons than someone else. Because that's exactly where you're supposed to be. And so the sooner you stop resisting them and the sooner that we can all embrace the challenges and embrace the failures, I was reading this in a book, and it was talking about the founder of Spanx and how every day at dinner, her dad would talk to her and be like, okay, look, what did you fail at today? What did you fail at? And they would celebrate those failures. Why? Because the sooner you can fail forward, Denzel Washington, bringing him in now, plugging him in, the sooner we can fail forward, the sooner we can get over that hurdle, get over that roadmap, and we can be on to the next thing that we can fail at. Because each time you're leveling up like a video game, okay? And one day, if you actually took the time right now and looked back, you'd actually see and connect to how far you've actually come. And that's an incredible thing. So we need to spend more time reflecting on how far we've come and appreciating that we're already doing it. We're already here. That's how you stay motivated. And that's how you continue moving forward. It's when you really appreciate how far you've already come. So I hope this helped. Please drop a comment below. Let me know your number one takeaway and how you're going to continue to stay motivated as an entrepreneur moving forward. Thank you. Oh yeah, by the way, don't forget to subscribe to my channel. If you liked this content, I not only speak to the mindset of being an entrepreneur, but I also speak to how to actually build out a back-end funnel and systems that are ultimately going to help you own your work and own your life moving forward with your coaching business. So excited to see you in more videos, and I'll catch you in the next one.